Good evening. How's everybody? Good. Somebody took my list. That was done on purpose. Who took my cheat sheet? John Taylor, where are you? Did you take my cheat sheet? I am dead lost. This is like being back in college and your cheat sheet being gone. You. And also, I had another book up here, a black book. That might be your book. Did I steal your book, my dear? Because that's got a song in it. That's it. I want to sing tonight. Do you mind? Boy, is this not a professional start or what? Is it? Neat. All right. Your singing has been wonderful. And I want you to sing with me on these choruses, assuming you know it. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. And I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its sky may turn to gray. I don't worry over my future, for I know what Jesus says. How many know it? And today, that's all, He walks beside me, and He knows what is ahead. Everybody that knows it, sing it. Many things about tomorrow I don't see to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. And I don't know about tomorrow, for it may bring me poverty. Oh, but the one who feeds the little sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the road that be my portion may lead through the flame or flood. Oh, but His presence goes before me, and I'm covered in His precious blood. Now, everybody, ready? Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand. I don't seem to understand, but I know. Too loud, too soft, too what? Perfect. Wow, sounds very loud to me, but I'm not listening to a monitor. And I wonder, gentlemen, could you ever somehow swing around or swivel that monitor so that I can hear it till I get up there? I thank you, because I'm really just listening to an echo, and it just sounds worse than normal. I'm glad it sounds all right for you. I was out in San Francisco, I think it was last summer, and I always ask for favorites on nights like this. Hint, hint. Think of a favorite that maybe I know. I mean, don't do something that's so obscure, but I asked for a favorite, and a man said, yes, could you do the Andre Crouch song, Through It All? And I said, no. He said, well, I saw you do it once. And I said, how long ago? He said, probably 20 years ago, and you had your musicians, and you played a guitar, and you did Through It All. And I said, that's right, and I can't do it now. He said, why not? And I said, because I don't remember it, and I've never played it on the piano. Back then, I played guitar. He said, you don't know the words? I said, no, sir, I really don't. I like the song, but I don't know the words. He said, I'll call them out. I said, man, this guy's persistent. Anyway, he he got his song. And you know, I kind of fell in love with it all over again. Great song. I've had many tears and sorrows, lots of questions for tomorrow. There have been times that I didn't know right from wrong, but in every situation, God gave blessed consolation. My trials come to only make me strong. Sing with me, you know. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. I've been so many places, and I've seen a lot of faces. There have been times that I felt so very all alone. In those lonely hours, precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know I was His own. I thank Him for the valley, and I thank Him for the storm that He's brought me through. You know, if I never had a problem, how would I know that He can solve it? I'd never know what faith in God could do. Sing. We sing through it all. And her dear friend James McGranahan, the story is told, were sitting beside a lake in upstate New York at a Bible conference, and he was describing to her a sunset. She, of course, blind from very early in her life and lived 95 years without being able to see, at least physically. And he was describing for her a sunset over a lake, and she said, "It must be so beautiful." He said, "Fanny, it's a funny thing, but have you ever wondered, of course not that this would ever happen, but have you ever wondered what it would be like if when you got to heaven, you found that you still couldn't see?" She said, "Well, Jim, I know that wouldn't happen." He said, "Just think for a moment and assume that it did. How would you ever find the Lord Jesus? After all, the Bible says He's the light of the place. How would you find the Savior?" Her answer was classic. She said, "Well, I guess I'd just walk around for a bit, feeling hands, and when I finally came to the ones with nail prints, then I would know I found my Savior." He says, "You know, you owe it to the church to write a song about that." And indeed she did. When my life's work is ended and I cross that swelling tide, and the bright and cloudless morning I shall see, I will know my Redeemer when I reach the other side. and his smile will be the first to welcome me. Through the gates of the city, in a robe of spotless white, he will lead me where no tears shall ever fall. In the glad song of ages, I will mingle with delight. But I long to see my Savior of all. Sing a song. First view his blessed face, and the luster of his kindly beaming eyes. How my soul has prayed for the mercy, love and grace. Request for a song tonight that really surprised me, and I'm kind of pleased actually about it. It's one of those songs that I dearly love except for the first line. Anybody here a songwriter or good with poetry other than Rose that would ever rewrite this first line? No offense to the guys that wrote it. I've worked with them before in concerts and the like. Ronnie Hinson and Mike Payne, they're great songwriters, but I just don't like this first line because it's not the way I talk and it's not the way that I like to think, but nonetheless, bear with the first line and just think of these words. It's a tremendous song. I absolutely have come to love it. I'm not on some ego trip, for I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, often fall. What I say, I'm of a special kind. For when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. his eyes were on. How that day he looked ahead down the aisle, and when he was on the cross, I was off his mind. He knew. For about 7 years, I started evenings like this with a song that some of you have heard me sing probably way too many times, but you know, I never tired of it. Luther Bridgers wrote the song, and he wrote it like so many of the old hymns, out of great pain. He was a minister in England, and he went away for some meetings, and while he was gone, he received a telegram that his wife and four children had died in a house fire. And he fell to his knees, and he asked the Lord to give him some words that would sustain him and comfort him, protect him from bitterness over the days and weeks and months that would lie ahead. And on his knees, verbatim, he got this song. And I think you know it well enough to sing with me on the chorus. There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispered, but everybody on the last verse. Soon he's coming back. Ready?
Soon he's coming back to welcome me far beyond the starry sky. And I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with him.
Wonderful singing. I'm going to give you a break for a moment. I had a great friend named Rusty Goodman who went home to be with the Lord in 1990, and he left behind a legacy of some wonderful songs. and I thank God for it. Rusty produced 9 of our 13 albums through the years, including the first several of those Believer's Hymn Book albums that several of you have said that you have and keep in your car. It doesn't say much for your musical taste, but nonetheless, thank you very much. And Rusty was a dear friend, a trusted friend. Songwriters fascinate me because I've never been one. And I love the words that they write. I love the way that they can weave things and word pictures and the like. And I love the way they take thoughts that you wish you would have thought of first, and they just express it so wonderfully. I'll never forget, I was traveling with a group called The Couriers, and their lead singer, Neil Enlow, was, again, a very special friend, one of my 2 or 3 best friends that I ever met in gospel music. And I'll never forget him coming in one night backstage, and he said, "Parksy, I want you to listen to a song." He said, "I just wrote it. Where's Troy?" It was the Statue of Liberty that won the Dove Award in 1976 for the Bicentennial Song, and they were able to sing that. In fact, I was with them when they sang that in Washington, D.C., in front of President, I think it was President Ford at that point, when they sang that song. Great, great song. Rusty Goodman lived in a little tiny home. Some of you have heard this. Forgive me. Bear with me. He lived in a tiny little home. And they had great success when the group broke up because 2 members died within 11 months. They had sold 14 million albums, and that's sort of unknown for gospel music. And they had 14 Grammy Awards to their credit. And they had really done very, very well financially. And yet you couldn't prove it, really. Rusty lived in this tiny little house. And I came down once to stay with him, and he got this little twinkle of Rusty's. And he unfolded some plans on the dining room table. He said, "Parksy, your dad's a builder, isn't he?" I said, "Yeah, he's been a custom home builder for a lot of years." And he said, "I want you to look at the plans for our new house." And I looked at these plans, and it was something. It was some kind of a home. And I said, "Wow." I was wondering for a long time when you'd build a home like this. He said, "You know, it's funny, though. I don't think we ever will." And I said, "Why?" Never forget his answer. He said, "Alan, what do I need a house like that for? I've got 2 girls. They're getting older. One of these days they're going to marry and they're going to leave home. And it's going to be Billy and I banging around in that house. I don't need a home like that." He said, "You know, I really am convinced that it is only the Lord that will be able at the rapture to get some of us Christians out of this earth." He said, "We put our roots down so deep." And in typical fashion, he went over to that beat-up old guitar case. He got out that gorgeous Gibson guitar. He said, "But you know, the whole thing has given me a song. And I would say that it's one of the 3 most requested songs that I've had. And I've just been singing it a couple of years. Boy, I love this song. Simple, simple song, but sometimes the simple songs have the greatest messages. It's entitled, Leaving on My Mind." Favorite number one of the night. Anybody have a favorite? Boy, yikes. Notice that 5-second pause and then six speak up. Sorry, democratically, who was first? I heard a man's voice first. Wow. Is it in this book? Do you know the hymnal? I might. In the old one. I don't know if we have that. No, I tell you, I'm sorry, it's not in this book, unless somebody else has another book. I know it, but not well enough to sing it. I'm sorry. I could get John Taylor up here. I'm sure John knows it well, and I'll play it if John will sing it. How about that, John? Anybody in favor of that, please applaud. I'm in trouble now. All right, something else that perhaps we might all know? No. All right, go ahead, John. It's the least I could do. Which one? The prodigal? That's going to be last. Okay. That'll be last. Yes, sir. Sure, I know that one. We all know that one. Let me see what key we do now. How many know this song? Well, I'll tell you, that's amazing. The words of Bill Gaither and the music of Glory and Bill go around the world. I think we all know it. Ready? Shackled by a heavy burden, need the load of guilt and shame. Oh, he touched me. Dick, I saw your hand actually second, but same number. Lawrence. I don't think so. Boy, I'll tell you. Yeah. Mary. Oh, that one I know. On Christ the solid rock I stand. I don't think I even need to look that one up. That's going to be too high. You ever notice that? That about 99% of the hymns written in the book are too high for normal men to sing? You ready? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, no other ground is sinking sand. About the only one that I think I can do without looking it up. Sorry about that. Another one. Yes, right behind there. Sir. Blessed Assurance. I don't know if I know that. It's going to be too hard. I'll tell you what. It's going to get too low for some of you to start, if that's all right. But then I can at least sing the choruses with you.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit.
Another one. In the back, somebody's been very persistent. Because He lives. Another Gaither song. God save His Son, they call Him Jesus. How many know this? He came. Good enough. I think we can all sing it. Ready? God sent His Son.
God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon, and empty grave is there to prove my Savior.
Wonderful. One more at this stretch. Yes, ma'am. My God, oh. Okay. Had to pick the one with the greatest range that I think I've ever done. Okay. I think I can get through this. Will you shout the words out if I forget them? Will you please? Seriously, I haven't done this probably for 10 years. How can I say thanks for the things that you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave proof your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I have and I ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. Join me. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. With His blood He has saved me. With His blood ahead. No more favorites for you tonight. A lot of us became friends with this song. I'm going to watch my clock here. Dick said we had to be done by 11:30. What's that? Oh, it wasn't exactly that way. And we all knew that, Dick. This is a song that we became friends with, so many of us. I thank God for it. A good few of you have requested it tonight. And I'm ever so thankful. My Redeemer, oh, what beauty in that lovely name appears. Jesus in His glory. 31 years since I first sung in front of a number of people, I guess somewhere around 6,500 evenings like this in that period of time. The Lord has been so gracious, and there have been doors open that I just never, ever dreamed of. One time I went to Nashville and I put together a dream album, all the musicians that I ever wanted to work with who worked out of Nashville. And even the vocal backup group that I'd always loved, the Jordanaires, that worked with Mr. Elvis Presley for a while. Actually, when they recorded for me, they were working for Tennessee Ernie Ford, and great group, and I got them to record. There was one fellow that played harmonica named Charlie McCoy, and I loved his harmonica. This guy could play. I had a lot of his albums. I didn't think there was any way in the world that I could ever get him to play on the album, but through Rusty Goodman, I did, and I didn't have to pay his $300 an hour either, which was his normal charge. And he got on the album and he played, and he was a very nice man. I thought that he was the best harmonica player, perhaps alive, until 9 years ago, one evening in Augusta, Georgia. I was introduced to a talent that is rare indeed. His stage name is Tom the Terrific. One of the great harmonica players of all time, Mr. Tom Taylor. Would you please welcome him? You'll probably need it. All right, I'll tell you what. If I don't hang myself here, I'll grab it. Hey, we got a problem, Tom. You're going to have to stand right in front of the people. A marvelous human being. Just wish he'd have a little sense of humor every once in a while. Are we in tune? You will notice that not once did they clap for me tonight. Not once have they clapped for me tonight. Not once. Please take And there's more of that Wednesday night, I hear. Wonderful. John alluded to a song that's just a special song. Other than My Redeemer, I've never had a song as requested as this song. I thank God for it. I told you I like songwriters, and I like people that can paint pictures, and Rusty Goodman and Terry Toller painted some pictures in this song that's really special. It touches chords. I meet people in my travels all over the world who have prodigal children, and it hurts, and they're in agony over it, wondering where they've gone wrong, and sometimes they don't recognize that children have free will. When they get to a certain age, they can turn. And it has broken so many hearts. This is a song that's special, and I love it. I hope you do too tonight. It's entitled The Prodigal Son. I still recall the day his boy went away. Remember his sad eyes could not conceal the hurt he felt down deep inside. Was too much for the man to hide. Waved goodbye and turned around and cried. At first light you could find him staring out the window, wondering if he came home in the night. Then at noon he'd set another place at the table, breathe a prayer and hope he was all right. On his porch, the man sat thinking, who's that coming down the lane alone? He looked so tired and weary, but now I see him clearly. My boy, he's finally coming home. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Very much. Listen, I was only teasing about that applause business. I actually don't, I usually don't like it that much and ask for it. So we'll just worship together for the rest of the night. How's that? All right, the rest of the night's all of two songs. And my friends, where are you? I'm gonna do Written in Red, and I'm going to do His Hand in Mine. The one that I told you comes in a little bit loud and hot first. Okay, thank you. And with that, we'll call it a night. It's been great to be with you. Every once in a while, a song comes along that's just really special, and this is one of them. And it's one of my favorite songs of the last few years, written by a man named Gordon Jensen, who used to live in the unlikely town of Allen Park, Michigan. Called me the mayor. It's been my privilege to be in his home there. Lived for a number of years in Nashville. But he's written some songs. He's not the most prolific of songwriters, recent songwriters, but he's written some wonderful songs like Redemption Draweth Nigh. You remember that? Lift up your heads, Redemption Draweth Nigh. Tears are a language God understands, and a song holy angels cannot sing. Neat songs. I think this might be one of his best. Listen to the words of Written in Red. In letters of crimson, God wrote His love on a hillside so long, long ago. For you and for me, Jesus died, and love's greatest story was told. I love you, I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love you, I love you. Down through the ages, God wrote His love with the same hand that suffered and bled, giving all that He had to give. It was a message so easily read. He said, I love you, I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love you, I love. That makes me white as snow. No one is found. I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sing it, please, you know it. I love you. I love you. That's what Calvary said. That's what Calvary said. I love you. I love you. I love you. One thing I've noticed as I travel around is it's a hurting, suffering church, isn't it? And like I said today, if there's anybody here that doesn't have a trial or a test or a burden, you are fairly rare in the church. Boy, time doesn't permit, but any of us, anyone here, our brother Rex, brother Lyddon, brother Willie, anybody here, brother Tom, all the people here who travel around to assemblies, to local churches, whatever, you know when you talk to people, it's a hurting church. Never forget a night, and I don't know how long ago it was, it's a while, and I was in, I think, Minneapolis, Minnesota for a Christian booksellers convention, and I received word from home that was really stunning, and in fact, it was horrifying. I'd been gone for probably 6 weeks at that point. I was tired. I'd sung almost every night, if not every night, and it just hit me. This news just hit, and I needed a special touch. Never forget, I left the hotel room, and I went down to the floor of the convention center. Something was going on because hardly anyone was there, and there was a stack of free cassettes from one of the record companies, and I noticed that her name then was Sue Chenault. She's Sue Dodge. Some of you know her, I guess, from the Gaither videos today. And she had sung with a group called the Downings and then the Spear Family. I'd done a number of concerts with both groups, and I saw this tape, and it was a solo album of Sue. I'll never forget taking it up, second song, second side. Put it in my little tape player, put my headphones on up in the hotel room, and she sang this song. And it just hit me where I needed it. Maybe you're here tonight and you're also in pain, and there's something in your life that's just haunting you. I want you to know that one of the great blessings of a believer is to know that even when we don't recognize His presence, even when we can't feel that He's holding on to our hand, He's there, and He's got it. Boy, if you're with us tonight and you don't know the Lord Jesus, you just don't know what you're missing, and you don't know who you're missing. This is a great song of affirmation for the Christian. I haven't hit a high note tonight, so will you forgive me? This is the highest song I sing, and you're going to hear some froggy croaking tonight when I try to hit this, but nonetheless, I want to sing these words. Final song. Thank you so much. Appreciate you staying up late. It's been great to be with you. Mosey Lister's wonderful song, I Can Feel His Hand in Mine. And that's all I need to know. other friends that I love so may pass me by. Other friends may never see the teardrops that is in my heart. Some of you may never know what pain I bear. Every tear he wipes away, and every heartache shared. Oh, I will never walk alone. He holds my hand. He will guide each step I take. And when I fall, I know till the day he tells me why he ever loved me so. I can feel his hand in mine, that's all I need to know. I can feel the hand in mine, that's all I need to know. With his hand held fast in ours, what more do we need to know? Father, we're so thankful tonight for one who watches over us as a father loves his children. We're thankful that underneath us are everlasting arms. And above us, inside of us, beside us, in every moment in life, we have one that sticks closer than any earthly brother. We are surrounded by God and indwelt the same. What a position is ours in Christ. We rejoice in it tonight, and we give thanks for all that grace has wrought. We're thankful, Father, for this little hour that we could come apart like an oasis in the desert of this life, and just sing hymns, sing of our Lord. As such, it's a bit of a practice for that which will be our eternal occupation. We give thanks for our time together. Bless each one who has come. Help us to be mindful and sensitive to the needs that are represented, Father, even if they're known alone to you. May they be a blessing. These songs and these words, grant, Father, that they might find their lodging place in their heart, and comfort those that mourn and that are distraught tonight. Bind up the discouraged. Bless us, we pray, even as we part. We give thanks for the privileges of this day. It's been a wonderful day. We give thanks for it all as we commit ourselves into your care in our Savior's name. Amen.